welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about finding your purpose. That's all next. So here we go. All right. I hope you had a great week. I've listened to a lot of commercials recently, and there sure seems to be a lot of truck commercials, whether that's Ford trucks or Chevy or whatever it is. There is an awful lot of truck commercials. And as I listen to those, I always hear kind of the same things. You should buy this truck because there's lots of room in it. It has great towing power. It's got a great big engine. It's nice and shiny. And there's so many things, right, that you can say about a truck as to why you should buy this truck. And what I thought of is, you know, those are all great. And those are all things that are nice, that can be helpful as you use the truck. But really, that's just a tool, right? It's just a tool to help you to do something. And so what I'm talking about today of having or finding your purpose, really, if you can figure out what your purpose is in life, those things that you really want to accomplish, then the small details of, you know, about the truck really won't matter that much, because you're going to just get the truck so you can fulfill your purpose. That's really what you need to do in life. And so there's a few things, and there's a great article from berkeley.edu that talks about a few of these. And a found purpose really creates the inner motivation that we all need to achieve our goals or just to perform a simple task. And so that purpose just is super powerful. First of all, number one, something you can do is to identify the things that you care about. This might be things like, I have a lot of friends that love animals, right? They love dogs or they love cats, and that's just their one of their main things that they love. And so they might have a desire to become like a veterinarian or something like that. So identify things that you really care about. Sometimes if people have been injured, say, early in life, they might have a desire to become a doctor so that you can find some type of a solution perhaps to those injuries or just to be able to help other people. So identify things that you care about. Number two is to reflect on what matters most. If you think about the things that are the most important in your life, once you have those things in mind, you'll be able to come up with solutions on how to achieve those things and find out, you know, how to fine tune your purpose on helping you to really love and reflect on those things that matter most. Number three is to recognize your strengths and your talents. Now, all of us have strengths. If you can name a few off, that's great. Sometimes what's really good is if you can go ask other people, whether that's family members, friends, neighbors, religious leaders, people that know you and can see you from a different perspective, kind of, you know, from 10 yards away, not just like maybe in your house the whole time, but can see you in a different light. And they'll be able to say, hey, these are the strengths I can really see in you. For example, like, I really know that you are a good listener. And that's super, super important. Or there's other strengths that you might have, like just being able to be a good friend or to be able to say kind words, maybe just like thank you or please. That's very important. All right, number four is recognize that you can try things like volunteering, and that might be able to help you to understand more of what your purpose in life can be. If you spend time volunteering in an environment that really gives you energy and gives you a lot of appreciation for a cause that maybe the volunteer group is working towards, that can be very impactful in your life. Try volunteering. Number five is to imagine your best possible self. If you look at your best possible self and see, what are you doing? What is making you happy? What is giving you that energy and just that love for that minute of the day? So what is really your best possible self look like and doing and staying motivated with? And if you can understand that and kind of put your finger on the heartbeat, so to speak, of what your best possible self looks like, that'll really help you find out what your purpose can be. Number six is to cultivate positive emotions like gratitude and awe. So I recently turned 55. So that's me. And the number one thing I felt on my birthday, I was grateful for friends. I'm grateful for just time with family. But notice I said that same word twice. I'm grateful. It was really just gratitude. Honestly, this is the one thing I felt of turning 55 is I'm just grateful that I'm here, right? Just to be able to experience life and what's happening in relationships. And so in your life, I hope that you can stop and feel gratitude and awe for just the journey and what's going on, how you get to participate in that, and just be grateful. And then number seven, the last one is look to people that you admire. If you have a hero or someone that you really look up to, look at them and see how they've become either successful or well-respected or just admired, and ask them what their purpose is and how they found their purpose. And as you start to understand more the minds of more people, you can look to yourself and ask some of those similar hard questions of what do I really want to accomplish in life. And that's, I think, the main thing is finding your purpose sooner rather than later in life, so that you can accomplish more and have more satisfaction and just be able to help others. So that's a lot to think about for this week. Identify the seven things. Identify the things that you care about most. Number two, reflect on what matters most. Number three, recognize your strengths and talents. Number four, try volunteering. Number five, imagine your best possible self. Number six, cultivate positive emotions like gratitude and awe. And number seven, look to people that you admire. I know that if you try these things this week or even over this next 4 weeks, or a month or two, that you will be able to find your purpose. And once you find your purpose, it will be a driving force and power in your life that you will be literally unstoppable. So until next week, be unstoppable.